Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
We're on to Charlotte and Max. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Bill Belichick's infamous line, sub Cincinnati, after the Patriots got blown out by the Chiefs in 2014, can't be the theme for his Tar Heels getting absolutely destroyed by much better in every aspect TCU, souring what had been a memorable day of celebration in Chapel Hill. And now that quarterback Gio Lopez hobbled off the field after a check and start in power college ball, Belichick will be on to Max from an undersized mid-major transfer from South Alabama. Max Johnson's miraculous recovery from a gruesome broken leg in last season's opener at Minnesota almost a year ago will be the story going into Carolina's next foe at Charlotte in 5 days. Max came on and produced the Tar Heels' second touchdown late in the third quarter. This was the Hoodies' college football debut, and his nonstop national pub and his surprise move from the NFL will be the next punchline until Belichick finds a way to change all that. Laughs about legendary preparedness, despite more than 70 unknown players, will be among the stomach punches from Durham, Raleigh, and beyond. First of all, what happened? Carolina had a beautiful opening drive of 83 yards and 7 plays with Lopez's 2 completions and Caleb Hood's TD slant. That will be partly credited to offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchen's scouting of the Horned Frogs defense, because once TCU adjusted, it outscored Belichick's boys 48-7. It was game over, and the air over Keenan Stadium that was electric just an hour before left the balloon, soon to be followed by the sellout crowd that began its slow trudge home. Second of all, college football will never be pro football, no matter how much money they give the players. Every NFL roster consists of 53 elite former college studs who worked their way to stardom. In college, Belichick will always have first-year freshmen and transfers from who knows where, which he and his staff will try to make into a decent offense and defense. And wasn't that a factor in awarding the starting position to Lopez, who apparently looked so good in practice against an unready defense that he got the nod over 2-time SEC starting quarterback Johnson? According to Belichick, he had. Johnson must have been recouping for most of training camp, because over the last 16 minutes of the game, he had a stronger arm, quicker release, and far better results than Lopez. Johnson comes from a football family. His dad, Brad, won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, and his kid brother, Jake, caught UNC's only TD pass from Max. TCU brought its rowdy fans from Fort Worth, very loud early, and the most people left at the end. Either to make a point or after another pint, they began yelling at the Carolina section, "Basketball school! Basketball school!" One brave and honest fan in light blue yelled back, "We haven't been that good in basketball lately." This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.